The following is a departure homage for Sriman Radhakunda Prabhu, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 16th, 2007, in Helsinki, Finland.
So, I have just received the news that another one of my wonderful godbrothers has just departed from this world. Sriman Radhakunda Prabhu. He was staying in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Every time I would go to Vrindavan, he would be there. And he was very fired up. Some nights preaching in other parts of India. His program was to offer obeisances as much as possible and to always talk about Krishna. I remember I was one time at our Juhu temple, I was taking breakfast with Imaduna Maharaj and Radhakunda Prabhu. The three of us were taking breakfast together. And I remember Imaduna Maharaj said, you look like a Brijabasi. He was very much into being in Vrindavan and diving deeply into the atmosphere of Vrindavan. And he appears from the account, although it was just limited information, it appears that he was in Vrindavan also when he departed. So he was a very dear god brother. He was always very, very fired up. And he was saying we should have like the old style of ISKCON, you know, Krishna consciousness, offering obeisances, the basics. So he was a wonderful soul. And I'm sure he's in a wonderful place right now. So we just want to remember him, his feeling the anguish of his separation. Page 74.
Jayani lo premadana koruna prachur. Heino prabhu kota gela chajam taku. Svarup rupa kaha sanata kaha maurasva kaha sanata kaha dasuragunata patita pava.
A little slower there on the clapping. Slow down the clapping a little bit. Slower pace.
Kaha moda vata juga kaha kamviraj. Kaha kamviraj. Eko kali kota gela goranata raj. Pashane kuchi bo mata onole pashibo. siddhi kota gele pabo. Se sabba sangye ra sangye je koilo vilas Se songa na paya kande nado tamada Nilo prema dana kono na prachur Heno prabhu kota gela chajata ko Heino Prabhu Koto Gela Chajataku
I'm just now studying the Narottam Vilas, how the great anguish was, and that how the so many of the Lord Gauranga had disappeared, and now it was practically wholesale disappearances. Just huge numbers of devotees were now leaving the planet, and they took whatever devotees were left, and they had a big Gaurapurnima festival in Kateri, but it was very devastating thing that so many of the great followers of Lord Chaitanya were departing just like one after the other. So actually, in this last week, three godbrothers have left, you see. So time and tide wait for no man. That will be happening more and more. Prabhupada disciples are all becoming, we joined in our 20s, and that was, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, so now many, many more, it will happen. Actually, eventually they will all leave, and there will be no Prabhupada disciples left on this planet. So while they are here, the devotees should take full advantage of the association of those persons who actually saw Prabhupada, who received direct personal instructions from Srila Prabhupada, etc.